Guitarist James Furla played Alice Roosevelt's favorite rag, the Maple Leaf Rag, by Scott Joplin. When Woodrow Wilson came to the White House just before the First World War, his daughter Margaret took part in some of the musical evenings. The president had studied violin and had a lovely tenor voice. Elise Kirk relates the experience of harpist Melville Clark, who accompanied one of Margaret Wilson's concerts. When the last distinguished guest had departed, the president asked me to take the harp and go with him to the rear portico of the White House. I was counting it a great privilege to be able to give the president a lift at a time when he was gravely worried over the possibilities of war between the United States and the countries of the diplomats he'd just entertained. I assumed he wished merely to sit a while in the soft Maytime air and listen to the harp. He asked me if I could play Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes. As I began softly the familiar melody, I was surprised most pleasantly when the president began to sing the song in a clear, lyric tenor voice. He suggested one song after the other, Scotch and Irish songs, and those of Stephen Foster. He sang easily and with faultless diction. And it was nearly midnight when he stood up. And now, it pleased me to note, he was amazingly buoyant, relaxed, and unworried.